The palace remained the seat of government, however, because Tryon's successor, Royal Governor Josiah Martin, moved in. His stay was shorter than expected, too. Due to revolutionary disputes in 1775, a large group, including local militia, crowds past you onto the circular driveway on Tuesday, May 23. In the lead are several prominent citizens, including Dr. Alexander Gaston and Abner Nash. Martin has them shown to a room in the basement and goes to speak with them. They complain about Martin having six cannons behind the palace dismounted that morning, concerned because the Virginia governor had recently taken ammunition from the people there. He claims the old carriages are rotten and cannot withstand the guns being fired for the birthday of the king. In reporting this to his boss later, he admits this was partially true, but the citizens were also right. His ruse works, though, and the group leaves. Martin comes out the door with a friend on Wednesday the 31st. He remarks loudly that he is going to visit the Chief Justice. In fact, he is abandoning Newbern, fearing for his safety. He had already shipped his pregnant wife and children off to his uncle's care in the New York countryside. With the help of a few faithful servants, he spiked the cannon and buried all ammunition and military accoutrement beneath the cabbage bed in the palace garden. Martin heads for the Loyalist stronghold of Cross Creek, now Fayetteville, likely taking the long way to Fort Johnston, today Southport, to avoid the militant rebels of Wilmington. 6 months pass before another governor arrives in January 1777. This one, Richard Caswell, is newly sworn in as the first governor of the state of North Carolina. You see him walk into the neglected building for an inspection. Caswell is not pleased by what he finds. He arranges for its cleanup, and the building again becomes the governor's home and capital briefly. Shortly after, however, he decides Newbern is too vulnerable to attack from both the British by sea and smallpox. He moves himself and the state records to Kingston, now Kinston. 3 years later, in 1780, you see enslaved workers tear out lead from the building so the metal can be turned into musket balls for Patriot guns. This is the last year the state assembly meets in Newbern. Abner Nash, now governor, recommended it meet in Halifax the next January due to a British army newly installed in South Carolina.
When a redcoat corps occupied Wilmington the next year, Nash decided it was prudent to move away, making him the last governor to use the palace.
The state government would not have a permanent home until Raleigh was built for that purpose after the war. The ballroom hosted its most famous visitor in 1791, President George Washington, as part of his tour of the southern states. The original palace burned down 7 years later, except for the right side wing, by then a school. Scroll down to the walking instructions under Revolutionary Homes, follow them, and then click its audio clip.